7:17. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Craig, and on the line this morning from Motor Trend, Executive Editor Mark Recton. Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
Well, great. Bright and early for you out there in Los Angeles this morning, where a lot of great news for the car world is coming out. Let's, I guess, start a little bit with the announcement of the 2020 Car, Truck, and Sport Utility of the Year Awards. Which one do you want to start with?
Well, I think everybody wants to hear about the Car of the Year. It's our signature award. It's been around for 70 years, and the winner is the 2020 Chevrolet Corvette. It's been a lot of years that we've been waiting for a mid-engine version of the Corvette, and while the Corvette has often been a very strong sports car, I think changing engine from front-oriented to mid-oriented has really improved the handling quite significantly. The performance is off the charts. I mean, we're talking supercar levels of performance, but at a Chevrolet price.
When will this go on sale?
Initially, it was to go on sale in early December. Obviously, there were some labor issues earlier in the year, and that delayed things. So Chevrolet dealers are taking orders right now, but on sale date is looking to be early February of 2020.
Let's move on to your Truck of the Year. What do you have there?
Truck of the Year, it's been a big year for the heavy-duty field. All the big manufacturers rolled out new heavy duties this year. And the one that really stood out above all the others is the Ram Heavy Duty, the 2500 and the 3500. What we're seeing here is now that we have trucks that can tow well more than 26,000 pounds GVWR, this is almost the level where you need to have a commercial driver's license. So more important is not just how much it tows, but actually how it tows it, how you feel as a driver. Its responsiveness in terms of its towing, its handling, its maneuverability, how the cruise control holds your speed going down a grade, but also what it feels like inside the cabin. And in that aspect, the Ram Heavy Duty is unmatched. It doesn't just feel like a truck. It feels like a mobile office on wheels.
Mobile office. Let's talk a little bit about Sport Utility of the Year. What do you have there?
Well, everybody's buying Sport Utilities now. It's now a majority of sales in the market. That makes it very, very competitive. And so this year, we're looking mostly at how the traditional family hauler has evolved. And when you look at three-row SUVs, which are becoming exceedingly popular and increasingly competitive, one really stood out this year, not only in terms of its styling and design and smart features, but how much value it packs into its purchase price. And the 2020 SUV of the year is the Kia Telluride. It starts at around $32,000. But even when fully packed, it comes in at around $48,000, which for a three-row SUV is exceedingly strong value story. And yet, it doesn't. You get inside, and it doesn't feel like you scrimped. In fact, it competes very well against SUVs costing $30,000 and $40,000 more.
Talking this morning with Mark Recton from Motor Trend. You mentioned Kia. My curiosity about Kia is how did it kind of get to play so much with the big boys so quickly?
Well, Kia is part of the Hyundai Motor Group of Korea, and they've been working very, very hard. They've been pouring just cubic dollars into R&D, into improving their quality scores, and also in terms of building factories here in America. The Telluride is actually assembled in West Point, Georgia. So shout out to the folks down there in terms of this is a brand-new vehicle in a brand-new factory, and to have something. Usually the first model year, we usually caution people, maybe you want to stay away from the first model year while they're still getting the hang of assembly. We found this to be impeccably built. We tested several different Tellurides over the course of the past 6 months, and they've been just flawless. You get inside, and not only the quality, the fit and finish, the quality of the materials, just such a level above, and it's, you know, I've been talking to friends, and it's like, oh, yeah, my wife wants the new, you know, fill in the name of luxury brand here, I say, check out the Kia Telluride because it tells a very, very strong brand story and it doesn't feel like you're compromising against compared to a luxury brand.
Mark, can you tell us about how you and your staff put these vehicles through the paces and which ones qualify for your honors?
Yeah, okay. For a car to be part of Car, Truck, or SUV of the Year, it either has to be brand new or significantly redesigned for the upcoming model year and it has to go on sale by mid-December. Obviously, the Corvette gets a pass because we couldn't predict labor strife. But what we do in terms of testing, we have testing facilities out in the California and Arizona desert. And what you see there is a lot of things that we can't do on public roads. So we have high-speed ovals. maneuverability courses, intentionally poorly paved roads, to really get a sense of what the car can do in aspects that we can't really do on public roads. After we trim back the field to finalists, we then drive them on public roads in nearby Tehachapi, California, which is in the high desert outside of Los Angeles. And that's where we put them through the sort of testing that ordinary people on their daily drive, where, you know, it's chopped up pavement, railroad trestles, freeway, long stretches of freeway where you can test how smart cruise control works, poorly striped roads to see how well lane keeping assists, things like that work, and to get a real sense of the everyday features that someone might not notice for 6 months or so, but we notice in 6 minutes.
Now, do you do this sitting in just your casual clothes? Do you have lab coats and clipboards? Are there two of you riding, someone taking notes, or are you just kind of doing it as you would a normal day?
Yeah, we go about it the way a typical consumer would go about, driving their car to work or to a job site or what have you. One of the tests that we do for Truck of the Year is we go out to the Davis Dam grade outside of Kingman, Bullhead City, Arizona, and that is a lengthy, lengthy stretch of uphill road. And basically, we throw a backhoe onto a skip loader onto the back of a trailer and drag that thing up this grade, 35 miles an hour. And then we call it the frustration test: how quickly, when you floor it, does it get up to 65? And the results are quite varied.
Any exclamations going on while this is happening? Like you're amazed at what's happening, or you're just can't wait to tell the other folks at Motor Trend?
I think it's intriguing because there are certain cars that people don't really anticipate becoming as strong competitors as they are. When you look at our cast of finalists, I mean, a lot of times there isn't a clear-cut winner. It's not unanimous. There's a lot of discussions in terms of when you look at our six key criteria of value, safety, quality, design, and performance of intended function. There's vehicles that do certain things better than others, and when you combine them all, it's like, well, this one does this thing really good, and that one does that thing really good. And so there's a lot of conversations in terms of, what really exceeds all the others in enough categories. And in some cases, it is more obvious. There was a lot of debate, is the Corvette the best representative car of the year, or is it just that we've been waiting for it so long that we've anticipated it, we're just so happy, it's like a kid on Christmas morning, we're just happy with whatever we get. But then we looked deeper into it, and it was really, truly, you used to be able to sort of make excuses for the Corvette. It's like, yeah, it's fast, but it's cheap. And now it's supercar levels of performance in terms of handling grip, in terms of dynamic ability, in terms of the quality of the interior fit and finish. It doesn't feel like you're sitting in a plastic car anymore. It feels like a world-class car that came from Europe, whether it's, a McLaren, a Mercedes-AMG, a Porsche, a Lamborghini. You get in this new Corvette, and it feels like it would price out well, well more than it does. And, here you are in a car that can do 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds, and yet it costs starting at $61,000, which is just incredible.
All right, one more time. Could you run down the car, truck, and sport utility? You said the car, the Chevy, the Corvette.
Sure, the car of the year is the Chevy Corvette. The truck of the year is the Ram Heavy Duty 2500 and 3500. And the SUV of the year is the Kia Telluride.
Motor Trend Executive Editor Mark Rechtin, we appreciate your time this morning sharing all the good news. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.